Greetings, and bienvenue, Midnight Crew. Thank you for returning to this broadcast. And welcome to new viewers joining us for the first time. If you like a video, then feel free to subscribe.
Do you remember the stories of black-eyed kids? Kids with black eyes standing at your door in hoodies asking permission to be let in. I feel like these stories have started disappearing ever since doorbell cams became more common. Why is this? Do they avoid houses with cameras? And where do they come from anyway?
The truth about the black-eyed children. The black-eyed children are real, and this post is going to explain what they are, what they are trying to do, and what to do if you see one. What they are. The black-eyed kids are in fact not children. They are not ghosts, demons, or even possessed children like folklore says. They are actually shape-shifting witches, warlocks doing the work of the devil. They are 100% living human beings. They have been in service to the devil for the majority of their lives, and through spiritual powers shift their appearance to look like children. What they are doing, they are servants of evil. Their job is to, through fear, manipulate you into opening doors in your life so that the devil has permission to destroy certain areas of your life. When the kid knocks on your door and they ask you to let them in, what they are really asking is for you to allow the devil into your house. A biblical metaphor for your body, your life, as you are a spirit living inside of a body. Folklore legend tells you that if you don't open the door, you'll be cursed. But folklore is wrong. If you open the door, you are letting the devil into your house. You're giving them permission. That's how spiritual things work. Everything in the spiritual realm happens according to spiritual law. If you open the door, you are giving the devil legal right over certain parts of your life. By inviting them into your house with words, you are giving the devil legal ground to come in and destroy whatever parts of your life. And unless you have a stronger spiritual power to overcome that spiritual power, if you did what the kid asked you to do, you're pretty much screwed. Consider yourself lucky if you don't wind up dead somehow not long after. What do you do if you see them? Nothing. Don't invite them in. If you see them through the keyhole, ignore them and continue about your business. If you open the door without looking and meet them, shut the door on them.
Back in the summer of 1997, I had a terrifying experience with what I now know to be the phenomenon known as the black-eyed people. At the time, I had never heard of these beings and have been bothered by the experience for many years. It's only just occurred to me to scour the internet to see if anyone else has ever witnessed anything like it, as I knew that I couldn't possibly be the only one that this has happened to. My encounter differs from any that I have now discovered so far, as they were not trying to communicate with me, but were rather trying to keep away from me. Which, believe me, I now know that that is a good thing. Also, it differs in the fact that my experience happened in broad daylight rather than late at night, like the others I have read. It was a hot, sunny summer day in 1997. I was about 15 at the time and was out with my friends. I live in a small town called Grantham in Lincolnshire in the UK. While out with my friends, I was not far from my home and decided to go home to grab a quick drink, and my two friends accompanied me down to my house and waited outside whilst I went in to have a drink of water. I was quite thirsty, so I quickly drank 2 pints of water, then went back outside. My friends had gone, so I decided I would walk back to my friend's house, which was round the other side of the block. As I walked up the path to the street, I happened to look about 5 houses down where my mum's friend lived. At the front of her garden, she had a wooden fence at the time and a driveway on the furthest side of the garden. There was also a wooden fence, and just behind it, there were 2 very large conifer trees that overhung the fence. So looking down the street, I saw 2 people backed up to the fence, and the top of them was pushed back into the overhanging conifers, so I only saw the 2 pairs of legs. Thinking that these were my friends messing around with me, I started walking down towards them. As I got closer to them, I shouted out, "Come on, you two! I can see you hiding there!" Thinking that they would come out laughing, I smiled to myself. But instead of coming out, they managed to jump up into the conifers, over the fence, and come out in my mum's friend's garden. At this point, I was thinking how they could have done this because the foliage on the trees was pretty thick. They didn't stop there. They turned around towards the next garden and managed to climb over the 5-foot fence panel. As I watched them weirdly go over the panel, I shouted again to stop messing around. I said that it was weird the way they got over the fence, because it wasn't a hop or a jump. I can only describe it as lizard-like. That's the only way that comes to my mind to describe it. So I kept walking down the road and watched as they went over a 6-foot gate into the next door's back garden. So I thought to myself, I know what to do. I would carry on walking and catch them when they come out of the next garden. I picked up my pace, carried on, and caught sight of them in the next garden and stopped dead in my tracks as I looked in horror at what I'd been chasing. They stood a few feet away from each other. One looked like a teenager. He was wearing the fashion of the time, which was a blue puffer jacket, which was zipped up. He was wearing the jogging bottoms that had studs up the legs, which were called poppers, trainers, and a baseball cap. I didn't look at his face as the other one caught my attention nearly straight away. This one was much older, very pale skin. The top of his head was completely bald, but around the side of his head, he had long, greasy black hair down to the middle of his back. He was wearing a long trench coat which went down to his ankles. He was wearing boots. His hands had long fingers that ended with sharp-looking dirty nails, and his eyes were pure black. It looked so evil. As my eyes met his, it felt like time had stood still. Nothing was moving. Not a leaf, no breeze, nobody else in the street. Silence. I couldn't move as I was paralyzed with fear and terror. I knew it was staring at me into my eyes, maybe into my soul. I stood rooted to the spot for what felt like hours, but must have been maybe 5 minutes. I broke eye contact, turned and ran for what felt like my life back to my house. When I got indoors, I sat down and cried like a big baby. I couldn't console myself. It took me a while to compose myself and tell my parents what had happened. They didn't know what to do. I sat down and drew what I had seen. I still have the drawing today. Not that I need it. That image is well and truly etched into my mind, and I would probably draw the exact same one in another 30 years' time. I don't know what this thing is. It definitely was not human. Over the years, it has played on my mind, bringing many questions and no answers. I thought it was either an alien or a demon or any monster in between. Some of the questions brought me apart from what it is. How did they climb the fence like they did? Why were they wearing large coats on a boiling hot day? After reading other accounts of them, why were they out in the middle of the day on a normal street in a small town? Why did they run from me? I hope no one ever has the experience of these black-eyed beings, and if you see one, run for it. P.S. It turned out that my friends went straight back home when they left me. I was quite angry with them for a while and told them what had happened for them to laugh at me and think I was joking. I've never been more serious about anything. This is no laughing matter, and I dread to think what could have happened if I hadn't run off. Please be aware of them and take care of yourself.
As far as real-life stories of these things go, I don't know, they could all be bullshit, and probably are, but there's something in the particular combination of images and events that really hits the money, even just from a fictional perspective. Creepy kids are creepy. The eyes are the windows of the soul, and I recall hearing that one of the scariest things one can hear at night is someone knocking to be let in. Even if they are just ghost stories, which I guess they maybe are, they are the best ones I've ever heard. As far as dreams go, I drink most days, but sometimes when I drink too much, I'll dream of fairly demonic things, black-eyed kids being one of them. I kind of get the sense they really, really don't like humans from those nightmares, but again, who knows what dreams actually mean? I certainly don't. I'm sure at least part of it is my body telling me not to drink so much. I also find myself shouting out the name Jesus Christ in these dreams to make things like that go away, which is even stranger because I'm not even exactly a Christian. If nothing else, it's a disturbing image. Kids with all black eyes, or anyone really, it does seem to be associated with bad evil, at least in my mind.
Back in September 2016, my girlfriend and I were staying at a hotel in Atlantic City. It wasn't a large casino resort, but it was a nice place regardless. It was early Saturday morning. We were awake and hosting another couple from Philadelphia, sharing stories and enjoying each other's company. Well, at about 2 a.m., we realized that we were out of beer and we really didn't feel like calling it a night. My girlfriend told me that there were a couple of bottles of sparkling wine in the trunk of the car. So she tossed me the keys, and I made my way out to where the car was parked. The parking wasn't very convenient at this hotel, so we ended up parking in a spot off on a side street over a block away. I could hear the noises coming from a club down the street. But as I walked to the car, I found myself feeling unusually alone. I turned down the street to where the car was parked. The air was very heavy, misty with drizzling rain, and the street lamps reflected on the wet sidewalk. As I reached the car and unlocked the trunk, I heard this voice call out, "Sir?" I was very startled, and I quickly turned around to a teen boy who was gazing at me from just a few feet away. I was really unnerved, and I jumped back and said something like, "Man, you scared the shasterisked out of me." This boy just kept looking at me unfazed. He appeared to be 16 or so, wearing old faded jeans and a dark hoodie sweatshirt. Then I noticed that his eyes reflected the light from the street lamp and were completely black. I thought that he may have been on drugs, causing his eyes to dilate. But he didn't seem to be high and appeared calm and sober. Regardless, I was totally alarmed by this encounter. He then said, "I'm lost and tired. Could you give me a ride to my mom's house?" But this kid didn't look tired or worried at all. It was almost like a predator leering at its prey, and I was beginning to feel fear. He started to move closer to me. I immediately broke eye contact with the boy. It wasn't easy to do. His eyes were compelling as the deep cold blackness sought my attention. I backed off and stepped up onto the curb. I uttered, "No, I can't. I have friends waiting." I kept looking down. I didn't want to look at his black eyes, feeling like an insect in a spider's web. After a few seconds, he responded, "Okay, never mind. Here come my friends." I looked up and passed him. There were two young kids about a block away, and they were walking in our direction. I freaked out and quickly turned around to run. As I did so, I heard a horrifying groan behind me. I ran faster than I ever thought was possible, directly towards the hotel. I felt like they were right behind me. I had the painful sensation of something clawing at my back, a feeling I will never forget. It was pure terror. When I reached the entrance to the hotel, I looked back and found myself alone. I continued moving quickly, not stopping until I was back in my room. My girlfriend and the couple were startled to see me panting and bending over in pain. They asked, "What happened? Where's the wine?" I collapsed onto the couch and didn't speak until I could catch my breath. I never told them what really occurred, only that some thugs tried to attack me. I no longer felt like playing host, and I told my guests that I wanted to call it a night.
Be a little kid like 5 or 6. Parents going through a bitter custody battle for me and my little sis. Stay with both grandparents through the week while parents are at work. One day my dad picks me up from his mother's house to drop me off at my other grandmother's house so she could watch me because it was my mom's day with me or whatever. My grandmother always told me, if the blinds in the front window are up, then I'm home, but if they are down, then no one is home. Get there, and blinds are down. Try to tell my dad, but he didn't want to hear it. My dad is a prick towards me and loves my sister more. Has told me that several times. He has a spare key to the house, so he owns it and yells, "I'm leaving Anand here so Anand's mom can pick him up later," assuming someone was home then leaves. No one was home. After I realized this, I ran amok doing stupid little kid shit, eating cookies and playing with toys and shit. After a while, I start to feel a sense of dread. Go upstairs because I'm feeling uneasy on the first floor. My grandparents' house had a dumbwaiter but only the chute, so it was like a straight fall down to the basement, 3-story house. Something compels me to open the chute. Look down to the basement. See a woman in all white with white skin and hair starting up at me. Pitch black eyes. Nope. Dot. Gif. She motions to me with her arms as if saying, "Jump down to me." Hear voices all around me. Jump, 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 jump. Slam the little door and book it for grandma's room. Hide under covers till grandmother gets home. Tell her, but she just thinks I'm traumatized from being left alone at home. No one ever believes me except for sis. Later, my sis would go on to tell me she has seen the black-eyed lady too, and she would try and motion my sister to play in the tub when it was full. She was only about 2 or 3 at the time and would have surely drowned.
I'm still not exactly sure what happened, All I know was that it was very unsettling, and I still get the creeps thinking about it. This was years ago, I think around 2013 or 2014. It was early fall, late afternoon, but it was a bit dark and gloomy as it was an overcast day. I was driving home from shopping. I was by myself. So I came around a corner, and on my right was a fire station. It was empty, though. I had to slam on my brakes because the couple of cars in front of me had stopped and I figured someone was turning. Then I noticed two or three cars in the other lane coming towards me were also stopped. The guy in the first car then stuck his head out the window and I was like, WTF. So I was trying to see what was going on. Then I saw her. She was just slowly walking down the center line. No care that the road was busy. Just walking straight down the yellow lines. The guys in front of me were yelling, trying to get her attention. But she stayed facing forward. She had her head down a bit, but her eyes were facing up. Reminded me of a grunge girl. She was maybe 14 or 15 years old. I started to get the creeps because this looked creepy in itself with all these cars stopped and this random person just walking down the middle of the road, oblivious to all traffic. As she neared my car, I actually rolled up my window because I was starting to feel panicked. Right as she was passing, I decided to knock loudly on the window. Much to my surprise, she turned and looked right into my car. I can't explain her face, but her eyes were totally black. Something was seriously wrong with her. But when I saw her eyes, my heart rate sped up and I didn't know what to do. But she had stopped and was just looking into my car. I cracked the window a bit and was going to ask her if she was okay. She said, "I'm going to die." Honestly, I freaked out. The cars in front of me had left, so I sped off up the hill. But I got a bad feeling in the pit of my stomach, so I turned around at an elementary school up ahead and called the police. They told me they were actually already on their way, so I stayed parked and watched her in my rear view until I saw the cops show up. Cops came with their lights on and I saw her try to jump in front of the officer. They didn't hit her, but once they got her, I just drove home. It creeped me out for weeks. I'll forget about it and then remember it when I'm out driving or when it's a gloomy day and I get a chill right up my spine.
One day when I was a kid, my friend and I decided to skip school and spend the day doing fuck all. So my friend rode his bike over with an old Jerry Springer tape, maybe from the early 90s, that he had found lying around in his house. We didn't have cable, and I was the only person with a VHS player. We made a bunch of food and decided to waste our time by watching a shitty Jerry Springer episode. In the middle of the episode, my friend happened to look at the audience. There were your standard idiots in the front, and then we noticed way in the back row, a woman who sort of had Asian features, with a completely blank zombie-like expression, and totally black eyes, no irises or anything, just completely black, like an insect. We freaked out, and paused the tape to get a closer look and ended up taking it out and leaving it on the table, until we could get a camera and put the picture video up on the internet. But when my mom came home that night, she threw away the tape, claiming she didn't want Jerry Springer in her house. So that was the end of that. But now my friend's over and we are depressed and drunk at 8 in the morning and have nothing to do. We ended up talking about black-eyed kids, which brought up this story, and I decided to try and see if I could find this video somewhere on the internet.
I work in a factory during the graveyard shift from 10 p.m. to 6:30 a.m. in Columbus, Ohio. That night I was actually working my sixth day in a row for overtime. I have had this job for a while now and I'm used to this kind of schedule. I'm bringing this up because typically after I get home, I'm still wide awake and tend to sleep later in the day. I was totally alert when this happened. I ended up leaving work early since I completed a lot more orders than usual, and I was on my way home around 4:30 a.m. I turned down the side street that leads to my apartment complex and I immediately noticed it is quite dark as the streetlights are not illuminated. The suburb I live around uses streetlights that have sensors, so they light up when people walk by them and turn off by themselves to save energy. As I noticed it was dark, I decided to turn on my lights in my car. I'm only 6 blocks away from home at this point, and I come around a small bend in the road that leads up to a children's park and the only stop sign on this street between my apartment, which is a few blocks further. I notice something in the middle of the road. My first thought was it was some stacked garbage that maybe blew off of the curb into the street. But as I drove closer, I slowed down as I realized it was a person walking down the street with their back to me. It seemed like an old person, a very old person actually, by the way they were walking. I slowed down a lot because it was very odd. I didn't know if they were going to jump in front of my car or what, since there are well-maintained sidewalks less than 10 feet for them to use. The next thing I notice is the clothing. The person was walking slowly, almost waddling, and was wearing a hooded jacket with the hood up and their hands inside the front pouch, sweatpants and soaking wet slippers, due to the light rain, without socks. This person was about 3 car lengths away from the stop sign, and I was close now getting ready to stop and ask if they needed help or something. As soon as I was just about right behind him, adjacent, this person who I then saw was an old man with wrinkly and very pale skin, whipped around insanely fast and stared at me. My brights were still on and I could see how pale his skin was, and then I saw the pitch black eyes. No whites in his eyes, just black. I was immediately filled with terror and almost froze up, but I floored it and sped the last few blocks to my apartment, parked and sprinted inside, locking all my doors and windows. The next day I realized that none of the streetlights were illuminated on my whole street when this happened, even though it was within distance to trigger the sensors. I couldn't sleep at all that night.
I'm a 24-year-old social worker who spends the majority of my day driving to people's homes. Growing up, my mom told me about her paranormal experiences that happened throughout her life. I was always a little jealous because nothing ever happened to me. Well, that was until I worked the night shift at Amazon, the distribution center. I was working the line, placing boxes of shoes into more boxes and sending them on the conveyor belt. Along the conveyor belt, there were about 20 stations for people to stand and work. Well, there were 2 people on that line, me and this man that gave me the creeps. I should mention that I have always been able to pick up on when people are just bad people. Anytime this man would work my line, he would choose to be in the station right next to me. Well, he did it again when there were 18 other stations available. What a weirdo. So because I like my space, I left for a bathroom break and switched to a different station when I came back. Here is where it gets strange. I looked up from my work and down the line. What I saw was this man just standing at his station, staring at me. He was just staring at me. He had no animation on his face or body. He was just glaring at me. He had completely black eyes. Those dark black eyes were pure evil. It looked like he was projecting darkness all around him. I immediately took off for the bathroom and started to have a panic attack. When I came back, he was completely fine, like nothing had happened. The next day, he came to my station and asked why I always seemed to move stations when I was on the same one as him. I just shrugged my shoulders as if I had no idea what he was talking about. Luckily, this job was just a summer job between college semesters, so I quit the next week for school. I've researched the black-eyed children, but it doesn't seem like it fits.
Let me tell you a bedtime story. When I was younger, I was separated from my family due to my mother being an unfit parent and my father nowhere to be found. Anyways, I had 2 brothers and 1 sister. I was separated from my younger brother and sister, but my older brother and I were eventually made to go live with this older couple out in the middle of fucking nowhere. We lived in what I can only describe as a log cabin, really well built with a brick fireplace and everything. It was actually very cozy and I enjoyed living there. I have fond memories of having fun running around on the property, which was pretty big. Our first Christmas there, my foster parents, never adopted us, got me a Teddy Ruxpin. I immediately found it creepy. I couldn't sleep very well due to it. I was probably around 6 or 7 at the time. My brother and I shared a room and he had a bed horizontal to mine. Due to the Teddy Ruxpin always freaking me out, he usually went to sleep first. One night as I was laying there, I heard the Teddy Ruxpin's animatronic sounds start to do its thing. I looked over and my brother was fast asleep. I peeked toward the Teddy Ruxpin and it was still in the same spot I left it, but I saw something move near the foot of my bed. I looked down and saw a goddamned gray-type big black-eyed alien like in the movies peeking from it atop the foot of my bed at me. My heart skipped a beat and I felt like I was going to die. I was too scared to call out to my brother, too scared to move, and I was afraid that if the damn thing saw that I saw it, it would do something to me. I kept my focus on it and it got up making no sound at all while keeping its eyes on me. I was peeking through my eyelids from the moment I saw it, BTW. It moved so close to my face at one point that I closed my eyes out of fear. When I opened them slightly a bit later, it was suddenly gone. I woke up the next day and nobody I ever told about it has believed me. I am 29 now and I still remember it clearly.
I hope that you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. If you enjoyed tonight's story, then please subscribe to the channel as more green texts will appear daily. A new broadcast will appear when the clock strikes midnight Central Time.
Remember to check the Odyssey and Rumble pages for separate archives of previous broadcasts.